The Money Show.
The Markets.
It is the global story, Graham Kern, and probably the only global story of any import, and that is what the world is doing to try and combat inflation. How is the big picture of central bank policy interventions in a wild and woolly world going?
If you look at markets, Bruce, good evening, it's not going well at all. We've had quite a few down days. You know, if you look year to date, our market down about 11%, give or take. And if you look elsewhere in the world, considerably more. You know, the NASDAQ is year-to-date down almost 30%. So the market is not, shall we say, taking it in its stride, but I think it's because of the fact that central banks are really trying to catch up. We've already seen a few of the central banks actually move very recently by 100 basis points. So, but I think the tone of the Fed, for example, and let's be honest, you know, they are by far the most important in this equation. Hiking 75 as pretty much expected, but another 125 very much on the card. So I think the world is really battling with calibration. You know, how high are we going to go? How quickly are we going to go there? But then also, how quickly will inflation moderate and when can we look forward to cuts? But I think, unfortunately, you know, a lot of asset markets, particularly equities, you know, they've been... The fires have been fanned courtesy of this very, very accommodative monetary policy, and now that froth is being taken out. So, yeah, we're not handling it well, let's be honest.
When we look at market reactions, it's hardly surprising that we're starting to see some pretty sharp sell-offs happening in the financial sector on the JSE and our Rand hedge portfolios, of course, because as we see the interest rate cycles sort of turn, we keep going higher and higher on rates, the Rand starts to become a compelling investment opportunity, and the Rand strengthening quite sharply on the day. It may be short-lived, it may not, depending on how long the lights stay off, of course, but it's interesting to see that play out.
Yeah, Bruce, I think you're quite right. I mean, the old saying in the markets is when the U.S. sneezes, the world catches cold, and I think that's been quite powerfully shown over the last decades, particularly emerging markets bear the brunt of it. But arguably, there's probably more recovery potential in some of the emerging markets, maybe where the fundamentals are a little bit more supportive. And if you look at South Africa, I mean, the Rand has been hit hard, particularly against the rampant dollar. And maybe you'll get a few people saying, well, hang on a second, South Africa's inflation rate is lower. The bond yields are way higher. And you might find a few contrarian investors starting to say, well, we'll get some of that. Because not only are you getting, say, almost an 11% yield on the South African 10-year new bonds, but you could, if, you know, all things fall into place and the world doesn't slip on, you know, a whole string of banana peels, it could be in a situation where you could make on both the yield and the currency. So I agree with that. I think, but we're not at that philosophical point yet. I think the world is right now, we're still just in panic mode. That I think will emerge later in the year.
Okay,
or early next
let's
year.
Cut to the chase here, Graham Kerner. My 250, my 500 rand, if I'm lucky enough, my 1,000 rand debit order that's going into a general equity unit trust or into an exchange traded fund or into an easy equities portfolio of micro stocks. Do I keep just putting the money in and pretending that everything's okay?
Well, yes, Bruce, I think you definitely do that. You know, I think we spoke last week about the fact that if you look over 5 years, the broader South African market is flat. Quite a few shares are trading below where they were 5 years ago, but often those companies are looking better. So the last thing you want to do is say, well, I'm going to respond to all this negativity and confusion and stop investing. That's what rand cost averaging or dollar cost averaging is all about. You want to use the sort of depressed environments to get more units for your 500 rand. So definitely carry on investing. I would argue this is actually, for those that haven't been investing, is a wonderful opportunity to start. So, yeah, don't stop just because of volatility and confusion.
Okay. And then in the real world, we've got Vladimir Putin, who's threatening all kinds of hellfire on Ukraine, raising new soldiers. You've got people trying to escape Russia, traffic jams at the Finnish border, tickets are unavailable on planes as men are getting rounded up to join his new model army, and he's threatening 300,000 troops in Ukraine, and not shy to also threaten the prospect of a nuclear war as well, however seriously you take that. This is a guy who's unpredictable. That, of course, looms over this whole scenario quite seriously.
Yeah, Bruce, I think you're right. And I mean, geopolitics takes different forms, but I would concede that Vladimir Putin is a wild card, but I think sense will eventually prevail. I mean, the reality is if a professional army of 150,000 troops couldn't, you know, secure it and hold it, then the reality is, you know, rounding up a few reservists, I don't think is the solution to the problem. The solution to the problem is to find a sensible off-ramp and start negotiating. Whether the Ukrainians are going to be amenable to that or not is another question. But I think the point is there's a lot of nervousness and a lot of negativity. Let's be honest, in large part, this rampant global inflation is courtesy of, you know, fuel prices and commodity prices, much of it which is caused by the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. So if this thing reverses, and it will eventually solve itself, I think it's going to be somewhat protracted, but I think you'll look back 3 or 5 years ago and say, wow, it was an awkward time and it was a human tragedy, but the world moved on. I honestly don't believe that Putin is going to use nuclear weapons.
Well, we hope so, Graham. We'll delete that from the podcast. No, we won't. We'll keep that as on the record. Graham Koerner, thank you very much indeed. Graham Koerner with the Koerner Perspective this evening here on The Money Show.